receive. So our commitment now is in faithfulness to his word and prayer. The Bible said the apostles said we shall not give ourselves to serving tables, but we shall give ourselves to the word and what? Prayer. That's what Peter said. We'll give ourselves to the word and prayer. And they appointed deacons. And those deacons in the church were to carry out other assignments. So, I want us to know that we are in a mountain. We are on a mountain. This mountain is having the seal of Yahweh himself. When you come here, at no cost, you know that the presence of God is feelable here. The presence of God is presently present. The Bible said, where the Spirit of the Lord is present, there is liberty. May the name of the Lord be exalted in Jesus' name. The Lord is bringing an utterance to us this morning. The Lord is bringing an utterance to us this morning. And I believe he's going to quicken his word. Do we have our Bibles? Acts chapter 1. Acts chapter 1 verses 8. The scripture says, rather from verse 6 to 8. Acts chapter 1, 6 to 8. Acts chapter 1 from 6 to 8. The scripture says, when they therefore were come together, they said to him, saying, Lord, will thou at this time restore again the kingdom to Israel? Will you at this time restore again the kingdom to Israel? And he, Yeshua, the Messiah, said to them, it is not for you to know the times or the seasons which the Father has put in his own hands. He said, but you shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost is come upon you, and ye shall be witnesses unto me, both in Jerusalem and in all Judea and in Samaria and unto the uttermost parts of the earth. The Lord bless his word in Jesus' name. The message the Lord is bringing to us today is captioned activating the power. Activating the power. Still part of the series of another Pentecost. Jesus says, but you shall receive power. But you shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost has come upon you. Are we seeing that in the scriptures? Are we seeing that in the scriptures? But you shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost is come upon you. And you shall be witnesses unto me both in Jerusalem and in all Judea and in Samaria and unto the uttermost parts of the earth. Two things are involved here. He said, the power will come after the Holy Ghost has come. Are we seeing that? You shall receive power before the Holy Ghost or after the Holy Ghost. After the Holy Ghost. These are principles. I want us to get it right. He said, you shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost is come upon you. During the baptism of Jesus, Jesus received something. The Bible says he received the gift of the person of the Holy Spirit. That's to say, the Holy Spirit came upon him in the form of a dove, rested upon him. Are we together? The Spirit rested on him in the likeness of a dove. But when Jesus went to fast and pray, as he was coming down from the mountain, the Bible said he came in the power of the Holy Ghost. These are two things. The first one, he received the filling of the Holy Ghost in the place of the baptism. Then in the one of the prayer in the wilderness, he received the power of the Spirit. You can journey with me to Luke chapter 4 verse 14. You see it. I read from verse 13. And when the devil had ended all the temptation, he departed from him for a season. Look at 14. Luke 4:14. And Jesus returned in the power of the Spirit into Galilee. And there went out the fame of him through all the region round about. The first encounter, which was the baptism, was when he received the infilling of the Spirit. He received the infilling of the Spirit during the baptism and after his fast in the wilderness. He received power. Back to our text. But you shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost has come upon you. For those that are power hungry, those that desire to manifest the power of God in their generation, those that desire to be instrumental in the moves of God in their generation, before power comes, the Holy Spirit must come. The Holy Ghost must come. After the filling of the Spirit, there is the one of the activation of power. Are we together? When Jesus wanted to activate that power, he went out into the wilderness. He activated the power through what? Fasting and prayer. He activated the power through what? Fasting and prayer. We're talking about activating the power. The scripture said how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost. He did not end there. He said, and with power. Acts 10:38. You can look at that. We are Bible students. We must learn to look into the scriptures. How God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power. Are you seeing? They were both separated. Who went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed by the devil, for God was with him. God anointed him with the Holy Ghost. God anointed him with power. There is the anointing of the Spirit. There is the anointing of power. Jesus, being God incarnate, he was a full man in the flesh. He functioned as a man because he stripped up his divinity in order to walk even as men had walked. But he came to show man that though he puts on flesh, he can both destroy the works of the devil and still have the power to subdue the flesh. Because if the devil had succeeded in tempting Jesus in the wilderness, God would have said, alas, it is not the fault of Adam. That nobody can withstand the devil in the flesh. That even he himself couldn't have. That is if Jesus had failed in that temptation. The message that would have been sent into eternity is that no man can withstand Satan. Satan would have told God that indeed he is the God of the world. And not even God himself can withstand his temptations. So that was why Jesus stripped off his divinity, acted as a man, functioned as a man, and still defeated the devil even as a man. He overcame the temptations of the devil. The temptation first that the devil brought to Adam was food, what to eat. Adam fell. That is the temptation the devil brought to mankind. He did not come direct to Adam, he came through Eve. The man fell through the woman. The devil did the same thing to Esau. Esau threw what to eat. Esau fell. Lost the battle. So the first temptation the devil came to the man Jesus was what to eat. Said, if you are the Son of God, command this stone to become bread. Though Jesus being hungry because of that fast, in that place of fast, he wanted to activate the power. Because there is a power that governs the universe. He wanted to activate it. He had put off divinity. So he wanted to access the power as a man. So the devil tempted him. He overcame the devil. He overcame the devil. So he said, because he lives, we live also. So God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost, one, and with power. Many of us have received the anointing of the Spirit. Now we need the activation of the power of the Spirit, which is the anointing of power. The anointing for power. The power Jesus received, he activated it in the place of fasting and prayer. Through that fasting, he was subjecting the flesh and its passion. He subdued the flesh. The flesh had many cravings, but he said, no, no, there is something I need. There is this power I need. He had all the power himself, but he dropped it. He wanted to go through the path God has placed for man. And when he went and sought the power, I imagine the prayer point he will be praying in the wilderness. Oh, Father, baptize me with your power. Baptize me with your power. Imagine, just begin to imagine the kind of prayer point Jesus will be praying in the wilderness. What was he praying? He will say, look, these people, they are a sheep without shepherd. Give me power to liberate them. He said, I see Israel scattered as sheep without shepherd. Jesus would have been summoning the powers that be. And God was searching his heart. I tell you the truth, one of the days as I was studying the scriptures, I saw that the devil couldn't have tempted Jesus face to face in the flesh. No. Satan couldn't have come to Jesus just the way you are seeing me. No. Jesus functioned as a man. So the way the devil tempts you is the way he tempted Jesus. He couldn't have tempted him any different. The way you are now, you are hungry, you have no money, and you see somebody's money by their side. Something will speak to you. Go, take the money. Go, take the money. That's the voice of Satan. The voice of the enemy. That's how that voice must have been telling Jesus, command this stone to bread. Command this stone to turn to bread. That voice. But he knew it is the voice of Satan. Remember, when Jesus rebuked Peter, he did not see Satan. When Peter spoke that word, he said, get behind me, Satan. But he didn't see him face to face. He didn't see the Satan. So, it is evident that that temptation was something that came through the portals of the mind, through the doors of the mind. But Jesus resisted. And Jesus overcame. He was looking for power. In the place of looking to activating the power of God, there are many tests the Lord will pass us through before that power can be activated. Don't forget that it was in that wilderness experience that the Bible said Jesus returned in the power of the Spirit at the age of 30 years. What was he doing all these years? Some people would have said that he's God, but he's starting ministry late. 30 years. He was prepared, gathering momentum. At some point, he used to be in the temple discussing the scriptures with the doctors of the law. But it is said that he returned in the power of the Spirit. He returned in the power. He already had the Holy Ghost, but he went to the wilderness to activate the power. Many of us, the Lord is calling us to activate the power he has released. There is great power released into the church. It is for the church, which is his body, not the building. It is his body to activate that power. The power was too much that Jesus performed all manners of miracles. The Bible said, and great multitude came to him and he healed them all. All of them. He healed them all. He healed them all. He healed them all. If you read Acts chapter 6 verse 5, you see about the man Stephen. Stephen was commissioned as one of the deacons of the early church. Stephen was commissioned as one of the deacons. But the same Stephen
deacon. The Bible said he was filled with wisdom, mighty in miracles.
He was a deacon. Stephen joined this man in the upper room and activated power. The upper room experience was not about the filling of the Holy Spirit. It was not just about the filling. I tell you, in the Gospels, thereabout, in the book of John, if you read John chapter 21, let me show you this. John chapter 20, verse 21 to 22. And then Jesus said to them again, "Peace be unto you." This is after he has resurrected, when he was appearing to his disciples. He said, "Peace be unto you. As my Father has sent me, even so send I you." Look at 22. And when he said this, he breathed upon them and said unto them, "Receive you what? The Holy Ghost." Receive the Holy Ghost. Receive the Paracletos. Ruach Hakados. The Pneuma, the breath of life. Receive ye the Holy Ghost. Are you seeing? This is before the day of Pentecost. But on the day of Pentecost, the Bible said, and they assembled together in one accord. They were praying for days. Because Jesus has said to them, "Sit down here in Jerusalem, don't leave, until you be endued with power from on high." He said, "Don't go anywhere. And the power of the highest will overshadow you. And ye shall be my witnesses." When they received the Holy Ghost on that day of Pentecost, that was where even the man Stephen, that was a deacon, can even call him an usher. God used him to wrought mighty miracles. Another deacon that was appointed in the person of Philip. Philip was one of the deacons. Philip went to Samaria. He tumbled Samaria upside down. The Jews and the Samaritans were juxtaposed. They never agreed with each other. Are you getting me? That's why Jesus said to the Samaritan woman. That's why Jesus was talking about with the Samaritan woman when she said, "This well is for our father Jacob." This that the Samaritans and the Jews, they were not working together in the same mind. But the Bible said Philip went to the land of the Samaritans, manifested the power of God, and the witch doctor that was holding sway that land, Simon the sorcerer, the man that they called the great power of God, Philip pursued the man from that land. And the man even came down on his knees and said, "I need this power." The sorcerer in that land demanded for the power of God. That was not even Peter. That was not even John. That was not even one of the chief apostles. That was Philip, Deacon, Usher. And the man said he needs this power. And Samaria turned to Jesus. Samaria turned to Jesus. The days we are living in are evil days. A particular sister, I think she's present here, she told me the other day that she flogged a student. And after flogging the student, her hand has been paining her. Then she said for over a month or so, that the boy is a strange boy in that school. And they don't need to tell you that that's an operation of witchcraft. There are some students that you don't flog any of, because they command power in the realm of the spirit. You flog them, you are prized, and you pay the price. Unless you are manifesting a greater power. The sister said, the hand was paining her seriously. Said the hand was paining her. I prayed for her. The pain was still there. Then the next program we had, by the grace of God, the Lord healed her from that affliction. That's a demonic affliction. There are many people that have died as a result of this. Those in the occultic world, they pay price for power. I heard about one occultist in Nigeria, Balogun or something, that fasted 90 days. With only akamo, pap, millet. He was drinking akamo for 90 days, no food, nothing else. They asked him why he's doing that fast. He said he wants to gather power for Satan in his generation. Drinking akamo for 90 days, nothing else. And when he looks into your eyes like this, he can command legions of demons to overtake you. That's why Jesus said, we should tarry until we are empowered with power. In the occultic kingdom, I've had the testimony of countless satanists. How that Satan gives them assignment to fast. To fast and gain spiritual energy. It is the fasting that will bring spiritual energy. The fasting will bring spiritual energy. Jesus knew about this principle. That was why Jesus himself went to fast and to pray. That's why Jesus went to fast and to pray. He obtained this power in the legal form. He did not maneuver. He got it legally. A particular woman, I prayed for her. She's a lab scientist. And she was having difficulty in conceiving. Then she finally conceived. The Lord gave me a word for her. And that word, I said it by faith. And the woman carried an envelope, gave to me, that this is a seed. I said, okay. It was not up to 2 months, she got pregnant. She had been looking for a child for long. When she got pregnant, she carried that child in her womb for 8 months. In all those times, we were not keeping in contact. She was not calling me all the spirit. It's not that I wanted to be praying for her. So, a few weeks ago, the woman called me. She told me that, brother, she gave me a missed call. So, when we let her speak, she said she lost her child. I said, how come? I thought you should be delivering now. She said she lost the child. 8 months. She gave birth to the child. The child was put into an incubator. That in the incubator, the child could not survive. So the child died. She said, man of God, please pray for me. Don't just pray for me. Tell me what happened. And my type of person, my own is the word. I hardly enter into maybe any prophetic, this and that, saying this is what I'm saying, this is what I'm saying. And why she told me to tell her what happened is because when she came to my house, my former neighbor where I was staying told her about me. So in their office, she came from the office. And when she came, the Lord told me that she came because of fruit of the womb. So I told her, this is why you came, fruit of the womb. She was like, ah, man of God, instead of calling me prophet, I said, I'm not a prophet. She said, this is what she needs. I said, okay, in so time, God will give you that miracle of a child. She said, she has not had a child for long. I said, it's coming. And it came at that appointed time. But that miracle she received was aborted at the 8th. She asked me that, what is the reason? I said, let me hear from God. I will call you back. She called me the next day. I told her to call me the next day. She called me the next day. I didn't pick because I had not had any word from God. But I prayed that the Lord should reveal the reason. 4 days later, I called her. I said, the Lord has told you why the baby was lost, right? She said, yes. She said, can you see the result of your carelessness? She said, yes. I said, okay, tell me what happened. She said, there is a girl they brought to their house, a maid. And the husband refused for the maid to come. She insisted that the maid must come. Said the maid must come. The husband said, she said the maid must come. So, they didn't know that the maid is a witchcraft agent. She said after they lost the child, the husband saw her sanitary wear, sanitary pad and some other things she had used inside the lady's bag, the girl's bag. When they started inquiring, the girl came. When I heard that, I trembled. Do you know why I trembled? I trembled because the days are getting tougher. The spirit realm, the operations of darkness, is getting thicker. It's like, imagine a miracle that had come just for the time for it to manifest. Devil aborted it. And throughout those seasons, she was not prayerful at all. She was not prayerful. He said, indeed, man of God, she was careless. Very careless. And the child was lost. I told her, well, The same God that brought that one is speaking that he's going to restore you. But this time around, guard the miracle he has given to you. The heavens are the Lord, even the heavens of the heavens. For the earth is given to the sons of men. God can give you a gift and Satan take the gift from your hand if you don't watch. Satan can snatch a gift God gave to you. If you don't watch, that's why he said, watch and pray that you fall not into temptation. He said, if she has listened to that voice that the Lord was speaking inside her heart, if she had listened not to bring in that maid, this would not have happened. And if she carried enough fire, if her prayer altar was fervent in the midst of all those things, that girl would have run away from the house. But she would have been exposed even before anything happened to that child. Activating the power. The Lord wants us to activate power. Because if we will survive in the marketplace, if we will survive in schools, in our schools, in our places of career ministries, and everything we find ourselves doing, we must command power. Huh? Ask the average politician, they will tell you that you don't involve in politics with ordinary hand. If you're going with God, you must command better power. You must know the power back in you. If you're not running with God, you run with Satan and you hold him well. Activating the power. Jesus knew that Israel was a sheep without shepherd. There were wolves everywhere, planning and strategizing how they may devour the sheep. Jesus went. Because the scripture said in Isaiah 42:22, he said, this is a people robbed and spoiled. They are all of them snared in homes. They are hid in prison houses. He said, they are for a prey and not deliverance. For a spoil and not yet restored. So Jesus went forth in the spirit of restoration to collect power, to restore his generation. He did not go to collect power to show the world that he is a great man. If he wanted that, the devil offered that to him on a platter of gold. On a platter of gold. Say, if you just bow down before me, look at the kingdoms. They have been committed to me by Adam. They have been committed to me as a result of original sin. I have the legal rights over the kingdoms of the world. If you bow down to me, I will give it to you. And Jesus refused. That was an easy route to power. So many people have collected power through that means. So many have collected power through that door. But Jesus refused that door. He wanted to pay price. He did not want the back door. There are countless young men all over Nigeria doing ministry, preaching Jesus with the help of Satan. Satan is helping them to preach Jesus. Satan helping them to do miracles. Jesus refused that back door. He refused the back door. He went through the wall, through the door. Look at Luke 4 verse 6. Luke 4 verse 6. And the devil, it is Satan who's speaking to him. He said, all this power I will give unto thee, and the glory of them, for that is delivered unto me. Who delivered it to Satan? Adam. Adam gave the keys of dominion over the world to Satan by reason of the original sin as he fell. So Satan said, it has been delivered unto me, and to whomsoever I will, I give it. Satan said, to whom I will, I give it. There are some people that will speak to you. It is do as I say. When they speak to you, if they want a contract from you, if they need a contract, you will do immediately as they say. Because there is a power they have activated. There is a power of darkness following them. So you do as they say. Jesus looked at Satan. Satan said, to whomsoever I will, I will give you. So if you bow, I will give you. Jesus said unto him, get thee behind me. It is written, you shall worship the Lord your God, and only him shall you serve. So as you are worshipping the Lord your God and serving only him, the root to power is in the place of sacrifice, prayer, fasting. Jesus said, this kind goeth not out except by prayer, by fasting. Imagine the cravings that must have been coming to him. 40 days without food. 40 days. He that created all things came in the flesh, stayed 40 days without food. I'm not saying we should try that kind of fast. Unless it is in an occasion the Spirit of the Lord is evident that He is leading you. But Jesus activated power in the wilderness. Jesus activated power in the wilderness. There's a particular man of God I took my wife who went to visit a few weeks ago. I knew the man in a prayer camp I went to. Then he was on a 27 days fast. No food, no fruit, nothing. Only some weeks he takes little water. Nothing. And he was like a broom moving around, still praying fervently. 27 days, no food. After we spoke a great length. So when me and my wife went to visit him, on the mountain where he was, we climbed the mountain. He was telling us what happened on that mountain. And people testified to that in that prayer camp where I went. The man was on a 40-day fast with only water, no food. He was praying on that mountain. Rain falls, falls on him. Sun shines, shines on him. 40 days. He said he was calling for the power of God. He said when it was getting to almost 40 days, he was lying down, a python came, climbed his body. That he didn't have strength to move. He stayed like this. The python climbed him. As the python climbed, a few meters away, the python dropped and became dry instantly. Instantly. He said people that came to the mountain that knew he was doing that fast, as they came to visit him, they saw a python by his side. He was telling them what happened. He said the power that dried this python will dry all your problems. Anybody that came there began to receive instant miracle. There was a kind of power he went to activate. There was a dimension of power. The man told me then that he's not interested in the miracle of just raising the dead. That he's looking for people that had accidents, that their head went out, their hand went out, leg went out. He wants to join them together and command life. That is, he's looking for creative miracles. That's the type he wants to operate. Such a person that gives himself to such sacrifice of subjecting the flesh and calling on the power of God. God will not give him stone when he's asking for that bread. He will collect power. He will receive power. Jesus said, and you shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost has come upon you. Even people that used to do rituals that come to that mountain, they are afraid of him. If they see him, they will run away. Only him is there. If they come in many, they will still run away. When I heard his story, I became hungry for power. Raw power. It's not the one that they are sleeping in mortuary. Bathing with water they used to bathe the dead. Use it and wash their eye. And come and call somebody's phone number. Using Satan to serve God. No. That's not the route we are looking for. Looking for genuine power that you cast out devils, you still enter heaven. Jesus said, rejoice now that the Spirit has subject unto you, but that your names are written. You cast out demons, finish, and you go to hell. You don't cast them out and enter hell for them to cast you out again. Jesus said, you shall receive power. That kind of man, having activated such dimension of power inside his house, and you are now a witch, you want to manipulate him inside. They will not. There's a testimony of a man of God that was in a hotel. They wanted to set him up. While he entered the hotel, he didn't know that the girl was inside the wardrobe. Cameramen were already waiting. As he entered the hotel, he lay down on his bed. He began to sleep. He has not even raised prayer points. Somebody was shouting, fire, 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 fire. He thought it was inside the next room. Fire, fire. The next thing he saw, a girl run out naked from the wardrobe. Fire, fire, fire. He said, let the fire keep on. The guy began to confess, forgive me, man of God. They sent me. All the camera people, they ran away, they deserted the guy. And the guy told him, people that sent him, that they planned that once he enters, they have the spear key. When he enters, she will jump on his body naked and they will snap two of them. fire located again. Because the man already had an altar that has fire. He said the fire shall not go out of the altar day nor night to keep burning. Even for such a man, the devil will become afraid. That's why Jesus said, watch and pray that you fall not into temptation. It is fire that will keep wild beasts away. If you go to a bush and you do a bonfire, wild beasts will run away because of that fire. Fire has no friend. As that fire is burning, it will keep devils away. To keep devils away. It will keep devils away. It will keep devils away. These are days where the powers of darkness are invoking more power. They are invoking more power. You don't know witches pray. You don't know occultists they pray. They pray to their master for more power. They do sacrifices. They do vigils. They do all manners of sacrifices. They give to their altars. They do sacrifices of rams and bulls. They spend more than you spend. They spend more to their God, more than you spend to your God. They want to command more power than them. You want to command more power than them in your generation? If we must activate the power, the place of prayer and fasting is not negotiable. All the Jews in Persia would have died. But the Lord spoke to a woman. Maybe you say you're a woman, it does not matter. God spoke to a woman. Jew Mordecai. She said, no, if I perish, I perish. All Israel were fasting 3 days and nights. No water, no food. Carry about that. A place where she was not supposed to enter, she entered. And the Lord turned out for her good. The Jews were spared. Haman that dig the pit fell into the pit. The power was activated in the place of fasting and prayer. It was activated for Esther. And because of that, a generation was liberated. There is a festival the Jews have because of Esther till today. She's one of the saviors of the Jewish people. If not, they would have all gone into extinction. It was a genocide. Haman plotted that, but God delivered them. It was not just through, oh God, oh, tears, oh, no. Fasting and prayer. They fasted, they prayed. In the upper room, the disciples were fasting and praying. They did not leave there praying. And there was a noise of a mighty rushing wind. And the Spirit sat on their head in cloving tongues of fire. And they began to speak in other tongues. They began to speak. All of them were filled with power. Peter, that was afraid of little children before, that would deny Jesus before little children. Peter would have the boldness to stand before the Sanhedrin and confess Jesus. Peter touched the man at the beautiful gate and the man was healed. Diverse miracles. The shadow of Peter began to heal the sick. Raise the dead. The shadow of a man. They had activated the power. The price is still the same. The same price they paid to activate that power. If we pay that price, the power will still be activated. God is not the man that he should love. Neither is he the son of man that he should repent. All the disciples. The Bible said, Acts 10:38, how God anointed Joseph of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power. The activation of the power of God helps you to do good. The activation of the power of God. There are many things you want to do, but you find that you don't have the ability to do it. But when power comes, you will find that, like Jesus, it was said, that who went about doing good, healing all that were oppressed by the devil. If you want to deliver those oppressed by the devil, power must be activated. Rise up on your feet. This is a season where we must activate the power of God in our lives, ministries, callings, destinies. Enough of religion. Enough of talkativeness. Enough of gainsaying. What we need is a manifestation of His power. What we need is a manifestation of power. Raw power. Raw power. Manifestation of power. That is what we need. That is what we need. That is what we need. We don't look for power before looking for the Holy Ghost. We look for the Spirit first. And then the power comes. He said, and then you shall be my witnesses. You cannot witness Jesus without power. You cannot witness Jesus without power. I know of a man that went for deliverance in a land. He went to cast out the devils in that land, and one demon slapped him. Physically, his face bent. His face bent because he had not commanded the power and he wanted to cast out devils. He did not have the power he wanted to cast out devils. What we need is the power. Is the power. Is the power. The single prayer point you're going to pray is, Lord, activate your power in me. Activation of the power. 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 Bayana baya mana mana mana. The hearts here are too cold. Your hearts are too cold. Why is your heart too cold? You should be hungry for the power of God. David said, as the deer panted for the water brook, so my soul longs after you. To see your power, oh God. To see your power. Gideon said, I want to see your power. My fathers of old, we have heard of your stories. We have heard of your doings in the days of our fathers of old. Activate your power. Activate your power. Activate your power. Activate your power. Activate your power within us, O God. Activate your power within us, O God. Activate your power within us, O God. Can you be serious and say, Lord, activate your power within me? Mena 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 ya mena mena zandeli gaya bada bela ho bada ya. Activate your power in me, power of God. Activate, activate, activate your power. Go ahead, send a cry to heaven. Send a cry to heaven. Say, Lord, behold me, I am powerless. I have no strength of my own. I am powerless, I am dry. There is nothing in me. But Lord, I call for your power. I cry for your power. Amen, amen, amen. Send down your power upon me. Send down your power within me. Send down your power. Send down your power. Power of the living God. Power of the sovereign Lord. Somebody cry, say to the Lord, I need your power. I need your power, your power, your power, your power, your power. I am tired of speaking too much grammar. I am tired of philosophies. I am tired of the wisdoms of men that profit nothing. Lord, I need your power. I need your power. Power of God. Power of God. Of God. Somebody rise up on your feet wherever you are. Stand up on your feet. I activate the power of God. Power of God. Release your power. I release the power of God over everyone hearing my voice. Oh, power of God, they release. They release. Somebody say, power of God, sit upon me. Power of God, sit on me. Sit on me. Sit on me. Ya 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 ya. Power of God, sit upon everyone under the sound of my voice. Hey, yeah, 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 yeah.
Everything limiting you from manifesting the power of God. Let that yoke be broken. Addictions be broken. Let the addiction be broken. Break by fire. Break by fire. Every addiction holding you back from manifesting the power, from experiencing the power. Addictions break, 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 break. Activation of power. Activation of power. Somebody lift up your two hands to heaven. Lift up your two hands to heaven. Say, Lord, activation of power. Activation of power. As your hands are lifted up, the power of God is coming upon you. Aye, aye, bada, aye, bada, da. Power of God, sit upon your head, sit upon your head. Activation of power. Somebody cry power, 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 power. Activate, activate within me. And let the devil be like a tabato, or let the devil be a tabato, or let the devil be a tabato, or let the devil be a tabato. A word of God, come down like the dew, fall like the rain, fall like the rain. Ayala manana, ayala manana, Hosanna, 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 Mana 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 mana. Hey la 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 la. Hey ya mana. Somebody cry power, 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 power. Sit on me, sit on me. Holy Ghost power, sit on me. Ah, ya ya mana. Raguada guada 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 guada. La guada da guada da guada guada da. La guada da guada da. La 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 la. In the name of Jesus, sit upon me. Power of the Holy Ghost, sit on me. 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 Power of the Holy Ghost, sit on me. I am an 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 Holy Ghost, sit on me. When the power of the Holy Ghost sits upon me, demons will be far from you. Sickness will be far from you. Witches will be far from you. Oppression will be far from you. Power, 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 power. Power. Shaka da 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 da. In Jesus' mighty name of prayer. Everyone under the sound of my voice, as your hands are lifted up, I yoke you with the hunger for the power of God. You will be yoked with the hunger for the power of God, that you will not recover from it. you are sentenced to a life of hunger for God, a life of hunger for power from the Holy Ghost. Let the hunger for the power of resurrection hit you and permanently reside in you. This is the season for hunger for power. Hunger for the real power. You will not recover from it. And the power will come. This is a new door. The power will come. As you ask, you shall receive. As you seek, you shall find. As you knock, the door shall be opened. Go ahead, begin to bless the Lord for prayers answered. Begin to thank the Lord for prayers answered.
God, through His servant, Apostle Christian Woke, has just delivered to you the message of repentance and divine fullness. Now you are blessed and empowered to lead a victorious life by the power of the risen Christ. Amen. Please share your testimonies with us through email at christianwokeministries@gmail.com or write us on WhatsApp with +234 7032 469360.
For further inquiries, counseling, partnership, or prayers, call Apostle Christian with his direct line on +234 7032 469360 or +234 8080 620037. Come to God's army global. Here the fullness of God awaits you.